before we begin our regular agenda, I want to comment on the significance of our January and February Judicial Council meetings here in Sacramento, the state capital. Since I became Chief Justice in 2011, this is the Judicial Council's fifth regularly scheduled meeting here in Sacramento. Beginning just last year, we initiated the custom of holding our January and February meetings here to enable council members to conduct regular council business, as we are today, but also advocate with our sister branches of government for the necessary new investment in the judicial branch. I understand over 100 legislative visits have been scheduled for our January and February meetings. And yesterday, I'm informed we had a number of very productive and informative legislative visits where council members and staff were able to discuss issues of equal access to justice and public service with legislators and their staff. Many voices and diverse personalities shared information about the needs of the branch, the impact the cuts have had on the public we all serve, and the efficiencies and the changes that have developed and that have occurred here in the Judicial Council and the branch. But importantly, I think we have a shared vision for our branch and a consistent ask for and on behalf of public access and equal access and public service to justice. It's an appropriate role for Judicial Council members to be advocates on behalf of the branch as we begin this year's budget cycle following the governor's recent proposed budget. And although we are beginning it formally, I always like to take this opportunity to point out that the Judicial Council staff has been working on this budget with the governor's office in discussion ever since, frankly, the budget was signed last year. The negotiations, what you have seen that has resulted in the $180 million to the judicial branch this year in the January budget, is a result of discussions and many long meetings and exchange of data by our Judicial Council staff with the governor's office and the administration starting from day one, getting us where I think here to the budget we have now that is proposed that really puts us a step ahead. And so I always like to point out the hard work that goes unseen during the summer months by our staff to our sister branches. I want to thank all the Judicial Council members for their participation, our Office of Governmental Affairs with Corey Jasperson and Laura Speed and their team for organizing and helping us with these visits. And I know, like all of you, I look forward to what I know will be continuing conversations and discussions with the governor's office, the Department of Finance, legislators, and their staff. January has already, as we know, brought two important actions for us as a council to deliberate upon and to consider our course of action. I've already talked to you a little bit about the budget. As you know, this is our third year of new investment by the governor in his proposed budget for the trial courts, with additional investments to help stabilize the entire branch. His proposal is consistent with our own multi-year approach to rebuild and create a more accessible and efficient court system for California. The second issue was the California State Auditor's Report and the audit on judicial branch spending at our staff agency covering a four-year time period. I believe it provides us, the governing body, and Martin, our new administrative director, with yet another useful tool, like the SEC report, like the changes here that Judicial Council itself has initiated to become more transparent, with practical recommendations to consider and deliberate upon as we continue the process, as we know here, a constant self-assessment that we have been doing since 2011. I look forward to hearing about the deliberations of the working group on audit recommendations. As you know, some of these recommendations relate to policy that will come before us, and also some relate to a considered review and action plan by the Judicial Council staff. But there is a dynamic, I believe, working group of branch leaders, judges, a justice, and a court executive who represent the council and also represent what I believe is the groundbreaking directives of the Strategic Evaluation Committee. These people are First District Court of Appeal Justice Jim Humes, Judge Lori Earl, who's co-chair of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, Presiding Judge Marcia Slough, chair of the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, Judge Charles Wachob and Judge Brian McCabe, former chair and vice chair of the Strategic Evaluation Committee, and Mary Beth Todd, who's chair of the Court Executive Advisory Committee. All of these leaders are ably led by Justice Doug Miller from our Executive and Planning Committee, and all bring a unique perspective and experience and a viewpoint for access at all levels of the branch that will help us in using the audit to the best of our ability in these recommendations.